This has been a huge week for AI. So we just had the breaking news that Elon Musk raised $6 billion, putting his company at a $26 billion valuation for xAI. This is the big ChatGPT competitor that he's been talking about and kind of working on. And this is their Series B round of funding. In their Series A and in previous rounds, a lot of the company has been invested in by some top-tier VCs, as well as Twitter or X, which I believe at the last round had like 20% of the company. I'm sure that's slightly diluted now with this latest round. This is crazy money. This is crazy times. Jamie, what are you thinking? $6 billion.
That's a lot of money. But I mean, you know, if anyone can do it, it's Elon Musk. I think he has a reputation and, you know, a long history with software and the internet. So I think he can do it. But I guess my big question is, how is he going to differentiate himself from Gemini and also ChatGPT? I mean, you have two major companies here. Now there's going to be potentially a third player. What's the angle? I guess, you know, what would make me, you know, use Grok instead of these other platforms? I had never personally used Grok because I think you need, or at least at one time you needed X Premium. You've tried it. What is your opinion of it so far?
So, yeah, I mean, it's so interesting, right? Because, I mean, he's coming in at, I think it's about 25% the valuation of OpenAI right now, which is, I think, kind of crazy because OpenAI is like the big 100 million user company and they're like pushing the boundaries on everything. That to say, like, I definitely would not count Elon out on this. He was like one of the original founder funders of OpenAI. So he's obviously been on like focusing on this area for a long time. I've used Grok. And I don't really use it super often, mostly because maybe I forget about it or because it's only embedded into Twitter or whatever. So there's like that. I do have Twitter Premium, so I can use it. The one thing that I will say it is amazing for is that they have used it to, whenever there's like a trending story on Twitter, there used to be, or on X, there's like a trending feed. And when you click on like what's like the trending feed or what's trending, it's all of the tweets that are trending in that. Sometimes there's like random tweets in there, or like people responding to the story, but you don't actually know what the real story is. It's just all the commentary. And I'm like, what the heck is going on with this? And it's kind of annoying to the point where like, I almost don't like that trending section or didn't. They recently went and took Grok and had Grok like read through the entire section, everything going on, and coming up with a summary at the top that explains what the story is, what people are saying, how they're responding. So it's just this little blurb. So anything that's like kind of big and trending, it's a really fast way to get like a bite-sized piece of info. It's kind of like, you know, it reminds me of like newsletters. I subscribe to a bunch of AI newsletters that do this, but the difference is it's not just, you know, summarizing like one article. It's like summarizing what everyone's saying about it, and it's changing in real time, and it's like as the story happens. So it's like a real time trending story newsletter. It's kind of cool. I'll be honest. I think it's an awesome use case. How do they differentiate themselves? I think that's a great question that I think has still to be answered. The biggest thing I think they have going for them right now is just distribution with X. And then maybe the second biggest thing they have is like the data set of X. So they can use this like real time tweets and stuff that's happening. Beyond that, like how do they compete with OpenAI? I think it's a pretty big challenge right now.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we've talked about this, or we did last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, about the robotaxi idea where he's already taking multiple companies of his and then combining them. So now he's taken the idea of, you know, is Tesla electric cars with the full self-driving? Now we're going to turn it into like a taxi service. So he's kind of combining those technologies. I wonder if he's going to take Grok and kind of integrate it into companies and things he already has to make those, you know, stand out even more and be more successful. I don't know if that's the play or if he is going to try to compete directly with OpenAI. I do know as far as the Twitter summary thing, there's been some news out about Google's Gemini summaries of Google searches being like incorrect because it pulls from Reddit some of the data. So there was one I saw, it was like how to make pizza dough. And it said, like, if you want to make your pizza dough thicker, just add some glue to it because someone posted a sarcastic comment on Reddit. So I'm curious if, you know, with the Twitter, from Twitter, if they're going to have some like funny responses.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy, the Google thing. So what's interesting is earlier this year, Google and Reddit announced that they made a deal where Reddit's selling their data to Google, like Gemini, like an exclusive, like $100 million like deal. They could train on it. And so it, like, theoretically, it sounds awesome until you think about like what the content of Reddit is. And so, yeah, Google's been getting completely roasted because their results are like a bunch of them are pretty terrible. Putting glue, I've seen all sorts of crazy things that like, should not be said, and it's pulling from Reddit. But it's funny because they're actually like paying extra money for that content. You know, it's not just like articles or stuff they found online. So yeah, that is pretty wild to see how that goes. As far as Grok goes, I mean, if people want to make sarcastic comments, Grok will just give a summary about what's happening in the sarcastic comments. So it would just be a reflection of what's going on in the thread. So that's kind of interesting. One thing I will say, if you are like, how the heck do I make money off of this $6 billion that was invested? I'll tell you, one of the biggest winners, in my opinion, is going to be NVIDIA. So if you look at NVIDIA, their stock is trading up 7% on the news from this. And that is because in this big thing, there's a report from The Information that said the XAI is going to need 100,000 of NVIDIA's current H100 chips for a supercomputer to power an upgraded version of its Grok AI chatbot. And Elon said, he told a bunch of investors that the plan is to launch a new data center this fall, by the fall of 2025. So by the end of next year, he's going to have a whole new data center to power XAI. All of this is going to require a ton of compute in the run up to this. I mean, I'm sure NVIDIA is like, you know, they're already trading the news or whatever. I see massive upside for NVIDIA. Like they're going to be buying billions of dollars of these GPUs from them. It seems like NVIDIA's good fortune like never ends. Every new company that raises $1 billion is just gives it straight over to NVIDIA, all these big AI companies. So they're going to be a big winner. Hate to say like buy NVIDIA because they've had a run for so long. Year to date, they're up 184%. This news was a big spike. It feels like they're just never going to die.
I will say this on the, 5 years the topic, on the topic of Google, stock investing, even though we're not giving you stock advice, NVIDIA could be a great play. That's true. Someone really famous was talking about how the computing power is now available for AI, but a big lack or big problem going forward in the future is actually the power of it, because it requires so much energy to power these things. So maybe energy stocks, or if you can keep paying attention to the news to figure out, you know, how are they going to power this gigafactory? That could be another potential stock play. I don't know.
Yeah, this is crazy. So one other thing I wanted to bring up in all of the drama around this is that after the big announcement, some people over at XAI, I think from their developers, CTO perhaps, was tweeting out like, hey, if you want to, you know, join, you can go XAI/careers or whatever and join. And Yann LeCun, who's head of AI over at Meta, was like tweeting back and was like, yeah, like only join XAI if you want your leader to be like an authoritarian. Like, I don't know. Yann kind of has a bone to pick with Elon. So he's like beefing about it. And then Elon was responding back to him. This was like the most fascinating exchange I've ever seen, because it's Elon and Meta's head of AI, Yann LeCun, going at it. And Yann's like, yeah, well, I invented like 80 scientific papers, and like I invented like the technology that Tesla's used to like see and drive. And Elon, I don't know, is just kind of like trolling him. It's a really funny conversation. I feel like people should go use. And also, sometimes I like can't believe that X is a real website where we have like billionaires and people running multi-billion-dollar projects just like arguing to each other. Pretty funny. But anyways, lots of drama, lots going on with this story. Crazy stuff. If you enjoyed the podcast episode today, if you learned anything new, we really, really appreciate it. I know no one loves to leave reviews. It takes time. It's kind of annoying. But honestly, if you could leave us a review, it means the world to us. It really helps our podcast to get shown to more people, helps us bring on amazing guests. We've had some great guests on here, helps us to keep covering amazing topics. So we really do appreciate it. And we hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.